Today, I want to talk about the challenges of living a purpose-led life in this world that we're currently in. So how the heck do you do that? How do you align with some bigger, higher meaning and purpose and pay the bills and deal with the everyday aspects of being human and just even sometimes get through the day? So my intention is to talk about purpose and the pressures we place on ourselves around this. The incongruence of not living aligned to yourself, and then how you can pivot and actually move forward with more purpose. Welcome or welcome back to where we talk about ascension and awakening and how to live a more purpose-led and aligned life. Now, this is a different format to my normal videos. I feel like already it's got a bit of a different tone. It's much more informal. All of my previous videos are a lot more scripted, edited, and really sort of refined and formalized. And I'll share with you why I've made that shift and what that's going to mean moving forward. But let's start with this idea of purpose and the pressure that we place on ourselves and we place collectively in this spiritual community on finding your purpose, as if this is the only reason that we came here, and that it's kind of like the thing that you're here to do is to find your purpose, figure it out, focus on it, and then spend the rest of your life living it. And what happens is there becomes this pressure, and I know that I found this in my own life, there becomes this huge pressure to find your purpose and search for your purpose and figure it out so that your life suddenly has meaning and that you've got a reason to sort of get up every day and you've got work, a particular focus and direction to move on. And it's almost like if we don't find that, then we're lesser, we're incomplete, we haven't awakened, we're not enlightened, we're not evolved because we haven't figured out our purpose. And I'm totally guilty of this. I've probably since about 2010, so 13, 14 years now, been sort of exposed to this personal development world and these personal development concepts and ideas around purpose and meaning and living your biggest life and being your best self and all these kind of things. And I guess since that time, it's placed this huge pressure on me to figure out my purpose. And I would say, you know, even until recently, I've kind of thought my purpose is to help people find their purpose. And that's where this work kind of came from, is that place of sharing what I've learned, sharing what I know, and helping other people and sharing it with other people. And so even now, that purpose of helping other people is still putting your focus outside of yourself. And it's putting the focus to make a difference in the world, which is certainly very important. But I actually think that there's another piece or another step before that that we've got to really master and address before we can start to jump outside and look out and look after and serve other people. For me, I still feel that a part of my purpose is very much about helping other people find purpose and meaning in this life. A big part of who I am is about understanding and putting pieces together and then simplifying complex concepts down into a simpler form. And that's a big part of everything I do. And it's definitely a driver for this body of work around spirituality and self-development. But I think too that along with this pressure of finding purpose, then there's this pressure to monetize it. And this idea of living your purpose puts this goal out there that if you're not living your purpose, you're incomplete again, that you haven't figured it out, that you're still not where you need to be, that you're not enough. And this pressure to be able to jump from where you are into your where there's an assumption that you're not aligned and you're not living on purpose, into this grand kind of vision and purpose that you're aspiring to. And then along the way, we have these gurus who tell us they have the answer, that they've figured it out, how to get out of where you are and take your purpose and turn it into something, a business that you can monetize so that you can live your purpose every day. And the theme in all of this is that we're constantly looking outside ourselves. And what happens is that in trying to find purpose and seek for an answer and meaning and a direction outside ourselves, we lose touch with ourselves and we become really incongruent. And I want to just share what I've been experiencing the last 5 weeks. My last video, my last episode was about goals and goal setting. And what came out of that for me was wanting to, my focus was like, not what do you want to achieve, but what do you want to feel and experience? And for me, it's about feeling more peace, more calm, more freedom, more flow, and just sort of more enjoyment of the moment rather than this worry about where the world is heading, what's happening externally, and, you know, still being aware of what's going on in the world because it's important to understand that, but more of a focus on the now. And so I kind of went into this, I put that video up, I set those intentions, and then I realized, well, heck, if that's how I want to be, the way I'm doing things isn't that, it's not working. The way that I've been trying to create this body of work, this YouTube channel, my website at lizwatt.com, little bit of a plug, what that work is about the process of awakening and ascension and finding purpose. And it's really, I feel like it's really important work. And I felt driven for many, many years that that is the work that I'm supposed to be doing. But what I realized is the way I'm doing it isn't true and authentic, because the way I've been, and it's incongruent with who I am and where I'm at. So the way that I've been doing it is this whole kind of all this personal development stuff of act as if, like you'll see those prior videos are really refined and really polished. They're edited, they're over edited, and they present this persona of confidence that I know exactly what I'm talking about, that it's just rolling off the tongue. But I'll be super honest here, that work, the way that I create that content is through writing, through a process of channeled writing, that then I take those words and convert it into a video through a script. But what I've realized is that process is really arduous. It takes 2 days from start to finish to kind of edit and produce it. And the most importantly, it feels really disconnected from the viewer. Even when I'm sitting, speaking, reading it, it's like I feel a disconnect, an energetic disconnect. And so what I sort of asked for at the start of this year, speaking to my higher self, was a way to be able to take that sort of channeling into this scenario of being able to sit down in front of a video and just kind of speak and allow the message that needs to come through to come through, because that's what happens when I write. And in asking for that, I then got sick for about 3 weeks, and some old blocks and old patterns came up again, stuff that I'm like, oh my God, I've addressed this. I've dealt with this. I have this pattern in my life about speaking out and my voice. And from a very early age as a teenager, I've had constant repeating tonsillitis that occurs when I'm stressed. Over the years later in my life, it turned into chronic fatigue and a more kind of severe version of that. But it comes out when I get sick, when I'm run down, when I need to say, when I want to say something, when I'm not being heard. And so in asking for this to be able to happen, where I can sit down in front of a video and just speak naturally, I feel like the last 5 weeks I've had to go through this process of purging the old way of doing and being to come into this new way of doing and being, of who I need to be to be able to do this. And even now I'm sitting here with notes in front of me, and this is not live, it's going to be edited, and that's okay, because it's a step away from that over-scripted, over-produced into something more authentic or meaningful. And even as I'm speaking to you, this is the first time I've done this, the words are now, even right now, starting to flow. And I think part of this process is just voicing that experience, even putting it, saying it out loud, I can feel now is allowing some of that energy and some of that old stuff and that old patterning to be released. So yeah, I was sick. I was sick in bed for a good 7 to 10 days. There was a couple of days where I actually couldn't speak, and I kind of kept putting out to the universe, you know, to my higher self, I give me some direction. I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm going to be completely honest here. I've been at this purpose thing for 10 years, and the whole time I've been called, and I know that I'm supposed to be doing this kind of work. But I wasn't ready, and I was trying to push it and force it. And even last year, I feel that I was trying to push it. Now, I feel like I was trying to push it and force it. I was trying to make it into this really polished body of work of this all-knowing person. And yep, here's all the things I've learned after the fact, and I can package them up and teach them to people and help people. And I know, and I thank those of you who've reached out and contacted me either on the YouTube questions, the YouTube comments, or via email. I know that some of this stuff has helped people, which is why I'm so committed to figuring out how to make this work for me. And where I've got to is that it needs to be more, not so much about the concepts, because what I've been sort of doing is simplifying and packaging up concepts around spirituality, around self-development, and putting them out as more of a piece of information. And that's all valid, but it also has to be about my own journey. And that's the only way that I'm going to be able to authentically connect, because I felt really incongruent about trying to sell anything. I have this idea. I have it mapped out about a program of finding purpose and figuring out how to live aligned with it, whether that is shifting your job, a different mindset towards the work you already do, or creating a business, right? And the idea is there, and what I thought it was is not the answer, because I don't yet have the answer. And the only way I'm going to get the answer is by expressing myself authentically in the moment and sharing the things that I'm in, that I'm currently experiencing, and that I'm going through. And I don't know where that's going to go. I don't know how it's going to land, but I don't know how else to move forward, because of what I was doing previously was pushing, forcing, it was struggle. It wasn't monetizing. I'd placed all this pressure on it. And so now I'm in a place where I'm going to say it. I haven't been able to figure out how to create a purpose-led business from this work. But what I have been able to do is adjust my life to be able to work in a way that works for me. So my background came from architecture and project management in construction, where I burnt out multiple times over and over and over, and finally got to a place where I said, I actually can't do that anymore. So I shifted, I pivoted into teaching for the last 7 years, and 12 months ago that burnt me out. So I took 12 months off and I said I was going to do this work, and I have. And I finished my book, and all the concepts that I wanted to teach that I'd figured out and the pieces that I put together are in this. And so I've kind of realized that what I've been doing the last 12 months is then pulling this out and regurgitating this book, and that I don't need to. What I need to do is assume those concepts are there and then start to talk about those concepts in the now and how they're appearing and expressing themselves individually and collectively in the now. Because in the last 5 weeks, I've felt this other shift too from previously what I've been doing is very from the very masculine place of planning, that rigorous filming process, editing. And it's while that is important, where collectively the energy is shifting to a new place of more fluidity and flow and ease and grace, which is what I was asking for and what I was wanting to feel and experience. And so the way to do that is to say, well, if these are going back to the goals, if these are the things that I want to experience, who do I have to be to have those? Who do I have to be to experience more ease and flow and grace and calm, I can't continue that rigorous process of planning and forcing and pushing yourself through, because it doesn't work. It's worked in the past, but it doesn't work for who I am now, and it certainly doesn't work for who I want to be and how I want to live my life in a more sort of aligned way. So where am I now and where am I headed to? Well, after a 4 or 5 week break, I am coming back to this work, and it is definitely going to be a part of what I do moving forward. But it needs to be in a very different way. And I still don't entirely know what that looks like, but I'm allowing that to unroll, and trusting myself and trusting the process. I'm also coming back and reprioritizing myself and my human needs, all of them, from, you know, food, shelter, clothing, to the spiritual, to connection, or to creativity, all the different aspects of me. I'm coming back and making those a priority, as opposed to the external world and other people's needs. And I think this is, we all have to do this. It's that whole thing of the oxygen mask in a plane crash. You put your own oxygen mask on first and then the people around you. And I've forgotten that in this kind of quest to monetize this work. And I don't know if it needs to be monetized. I don't know if it will, but I've taken that pressure off and I've decided to go back to teaching in architecture. I feel like I'm ready for it. It's going to pay the bills. It's taken this immense load of stress and pressure, which you talked about at the start, of having to live your purpose, because I'm really good at that. I'm really good at understanding architecture. It's still all the things, and I'm going to talk about this more down the track, but the reason I haven't let that go is it's still all the things that are the essence of me. It's still my ability to take complex concepts and make them simple. It's my ability to be in a creative environment with innovative, imaginative young minds. It's my ability to teach and educate, because that is my highest value. And it's going to pay the bills in an easy way without pressure, because I know so much of that stuff that is an environment where I can get up and walk in and stand in front of a group of people and just talk. And so it's a reminder that that's my intention here, and I'm still not there in this forum, but that is going to help me. I'm also building an eBay business, which I've played with on and off for 10 years. When I've needed a bit of extra cash, I go out and buy some stuff and flip it on eBay. And it's really easy and it's fun and there's no pressure. And I'm kind of like, why am I making this so hard? This focus on my purpose-led business has to be the answer. But at heart, I'm a multi-passionate, and I am at my most happy when I can pick and choose from different things. And again, that comes from a place of going inside and knowing myself and reconnecting with myself, as opposed to following all these external gurus who will all tell you to pick one thing and focus on it, and then when you've mastered that, pick the next. And that doesn't work for me. I work better under the pressure of multiple things. I work better under that variety of choice. It gives me energy. It allows me to go for 10, 12, 14 hours rather than push myself through a 6 or 7 hour day. So it's coming back to yourself and looking at what works for you, what's going to pay the bills for now, what's going to take that stress off, and what are the things that you are passionate about, and where in your life can you bring them back? And it's okay. Yes, part of me feels like I'm going back into the matrix. I'm going back into the university system. I'm selling on eBay, which is big business. But at the end of the day, that is the system and the world that we currently live in. You can't actually, I don't think you can, I've kind of played with the idea that you can escape it, but I don't think you can fully escape it. And what a big part of this is right now is learning to live within it. How do you be authentic and aligned and who you are in this shit show? And for now, for me, that's how I have to do it. I have to figure out how to pay the bills in a way that is most aligned with who I am. And I can go and teach in a way that is in a place that is in integrity, and doesn't compromise my values and the essence of who I am. And so that kind of brings me to the final point that I want to talk about, is this idea of pivoting in your life. And it's okay to say, I want to go, I feel like I need to go that way, and committing and then decommitting and moving in a different direction, or just shifting the direction slightly to do something different in a way that is more aligned. And I think this is this whole journey. It's not linear. It's constant unraveling of layers of who you are and your awareness and understanding of who you are and what the world, the external world is, and what the heck we're living in. So for me, you know, I've previously created an episode on the four levels of purpose, the source purpose of what is the meaning of life, the higher purpose of what did your higher self, put you here to learn. Okay. And then your soul purpose of how do you take those learnings and put them out into the world, and your self-expression of how you show up aligned with that person purpose. And I think too much we focus on the bigger things, and we let, well, and myself especially, disconnect from that self-expression and that individual purpose of the human self. We're here to live and thrive as a human being, which means looking after our physical body, our mind, our mental health, our emotions, making sure that we have shelter and the bills are paid, because that's the reality of what we're in. And look, I've had some pretty flat moments in the last four or five weeks where I'm kind of like, I don't know where I'm at. What am I doing? Like, what am I trying to do here? And I just wanted to sort of share this and try to share this, you know. And I don't know what this video is going to turn out like. People might just click off it straight away. And, you know, for those of you who've got this far, I just want to share that even though I can get online really confidently, talk about all these concepts and understand them intellectually, I'm still going through a process of embodying it. And I call bullshit on all of these people, all of these freaking spiritual gurus who get up and everything is roses all the time. I call bullshit, because at the end of the day, we're all human. This is the human experience. It's about ups and downs. It's about the polarity and the duality of this world that we live in. And I think a lot of people are missing that side of it. And even though the concepts I've talked about the dark night of the soul and the shadow self, and, you know, as well as awakening into the light and then seeing the light and the darkness. And that's definitely a theme through everything. But I think it's important to share the reality of the individual experience as well. And so that's my intention moving forward. The last 5 weeks have shown me that, man, I still have work to do. You know, I've been working on certain patterns that come up, and I kind of call it the spiral, where you feel like you're going in circles. It's like, oh my God, this is the same pattern, whether it's in relationships. For me, it's in around work, speaking out, being my authentic self, living aligned. I have this pattern of work hard in a job, save money, burn out, step outside, reconnect to myself and my purpose and my joy, run out of money, go back into the workplace, work hard, rinse and repeat. And so for me, it's really important to break that cycle, to acknowledge, because it's coming up again. It's like, man, I'm going back into working for other people. I haven't been able to make this work, and I understand why, but that's okay. It's okay. It's just this time I can go back differently with a different mindset and a different approach and a different purpose for it, and to not be so emotionally invested in that external work that I'm doing. And look, that's a challenge. That's something I'm going to be sharing moving forward as part of this journey to how do you live a purpose and aligned and purpose-led life. And so for me, some of the blocks that come up is that cycle, perfectionism, definitely, which stems from not being enough. I never think I'm enough. Everything I do is in the past has been overprepared, overthought about, overproduced, overedited. It's really challenging me to just get up and speak ad lib without having a script with, you know, and as I said, I've still got my bullet points here. But that's something I'm going to be working through, is how to let go of that perfectionism and that feeling of not enough. Imposter syndrome, again, of how can I help people find their purpose when I haven't figured it out myself? That's a big thing for me. That's definitely preventing me from putting some stuff out to the world and asking people to pay for it. There's a reconnection to self and a trust of myself, yourself as the human, and also the higher self, of being able to say, I'm going to turn up in front of a camera. My ultimate intention is to be able to go live, to just get up and go live and know exactly what I want to talk about. That's my intention. That's where I'm asking myself to take me. And in order to be that person, who do I need? What do I need to do? I need to start getting up and doing that and letting go of the crutches that I've had before. So there's three big things: imposter syndrome, perfectionism, and trust of self, that I know are big blocks, and there's plenty more. So yeah, that's where I'm going. As I said, I'm about to sit down and edit this as little as possible. Eventually, I want to just be able to put it up without the editing, but I'm not there yet, and that's okay. But that's where I'm headed. I want to share this with people and show you the good and bad and the behind the scenes, and that it's not all just, oh, I've got my shit together and life is awesome. Because again, I call bullshit on anyone out there who's saying that. So yeah, I feel called, you know, this to produce this as a series. And what's come to me is Liz Watt Raw. How long is it going to be? I don't know. How long is it going to go on for? I don't know. Am I going to do that other educational content in that format? I don't know. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm okay with that. And I'm just going to trust moving forward. So I haven't specifically pulled out anything to teach specifically, but hopefully you've got something from that, at the very least, to know wherever you are, whatever shit show you're in, you are so not alone. If you haven't found your purpose yet, it doesn't matter. If you have and you're not living aligned with it, it doesn't matter. Just figure out what matters today or this week and focus on that for now. If you're still here, thank you for listening. If you do want to delve into some of those more complex concepts, then you can definitely check out Unity at lizwatt.com/unity. In the meantime, I'm going to leave it there for today. And I will see you next time.